Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Sure. No, you don't.
Oh,
me.
Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba. Are you ready for another phone jibba?
Well, this will be interesting. We're calling Timothy Notaboom's teacher. He's in elementary school. And his mom said, hey, you could call his teacher. Here's her number. We have a conference coming up. And I'm going to tell the teacher, like, hey, I'm pretending to be the dad. She's never met the dad. I'm Mr. Notaboom, and I think you're giving my son too much homework. Wait till you find out why I think he has too much homework.
Oh, dude.
Oh, this teacher's not going to be down with it. It's our latest prank call, the phone jibba.
This is Miss Reed.
Yeah, hi, my name is Rick Notaboom. You have my son Timothy in your class.
Oh, yes, hi. I think I've met your wife, but I don't think we've met.
Yeah, I haven't been to the school yet. I wanted to talk to you, if you have just a second, about Timothy and the amount of homework he's been bringing home, because we're really having a tough time dealing with it right now.
Okay, what's your concern?
Well, the issue is this. It's a tremendous amount of homework. We're looking, and I mean, we help him, but it looks like he's doing like an hour and a half of homework every night.
Yeah, well, because during curriculum, that's when we start assigning more homework, preparing them for middle school, high school.
Right. But an hour and a half is a lot, and that's even with us helping him. So what I'm calling to ask you is maybe there's a way you could assign him less homework?
Oh, okay. I mean, is he taking any other classes?
Well, no, it's not classes per se, but are you familiar with Fortnite?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. It turns out that Timothy is exceptionally good at that game. And so what we're trying to have him do is devote more time towards developing his skills in that realm. And this amount of homework is really cutting into that time. We liked him to get, like, at least 4 to 6 hours of him just fully focusing on his Fortnite skills.
Oh, well, at this age, I really think what's most important is he focuses on his core studies.
Well, I mean, what are core studies, right? What are you guys teaching him right now? Geography?
Yeah, that's one of the subjects. Geography, math, history.
Right, exactly. Take geography. He's using maps in the game. That's a far better way to learn geography than just memorizing countries he's never going to visit.
Well, that's not the same as the real world. I mean, we don't do just memorization of countries.
Well, if you're learning how to read a map, that's geography.
I would disagree with that.
Well, I would appreciate it if you would cooperate with us so that way he could work on his gaming skills more than spending all his time, you know, learning about stuff he's never going to use.
So what in particular do you think is going to be unuseful to him?
Well, algebra, for one. Even in the game, you have an ammunition count, you have a timer. I mean, he's learning math skills while he doesn't even realize it, right? There's a lot of stuff you learn in school that you don't even use, right?
Okay, you know, I really appreciate what you're trying to do with your son here. I really do, but I can't interrupt my entire class to cater to your needs for your son.
Well, have you seen how much professional gamers make? Do you have any idea what that kind of career is? I mean, we're talking people that are making in the hundreds of thousands of money you're never going to see teaching kids A plus X equals Apple. Do you know what I mean?
Excuse me? That's insulting.
Well, okay.
Sir, can I ask what you do for a living?
What I do? What? How does that have anything to do with what we're discussing?
I just want to know how you think. Like, I don't know where you're getting this idea that your son is going to grow up to be a professional gamer. That's just unrealistic.
Well, he's certainly not going to get to do it if he's doing an hour and a half of homework every night.
But the homework will prepare him for a job that he's actually going to be able to
right.
get. Not a
like
professional
what? Like,
video game
okay,
player.
Like, okay, well, name one of those jobs.
I mean, he could be a teacher. He could work in a bank.
Work in a bank? So, okay, so he could count other people's money. That's great. I'd rather have him going to the bank with all his money and let a banker count his money instead.
Okay, let me just tell you something. If you knew math, you wouldn't understand the odds of your son being a professional video game player.
Oh, if you saw my son play, you would understand that he doesn't need your math homework to get rich. He's going to be famous and rich.
He's in the sixth grade.
He already has 1,000 followers on his Instagram. Okay? We're going to the top, and your homework isn't helping it.
You know what? I'm not going to sabotage my entire class so that your son can become a professional video game player. You know, and I'm just going to finish the conversation here by telling you that I would advise you to not have him focus on video games as much. He needs to focus on school to be successful.
Hey, look, he could become a professional jibba, and you know how much they make.
What is a jibba?
It's a prank call that's being played on you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Rick. It's the phone jibba.
Oh, my God. You had me going.
Did I?
Yes. Oh, man.
You just made a phone jibba. It's Morton in the Morning. Phone jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
The phone jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute.
That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.